and welcome to Over the Counter, a podcast from Drug Topics. Today, we're joined by Beau Garman and Drew Haggai, pharmacy loan officers at First Financial Bank, one of the nation's leading small business lenders. The First Financial Bank lending team has over 80 years of pharmacy experience and includes current and past pharmacy owners. We sat down with Beau and Drew to discuss the ins and outs of the financial side of pharmacy ownership, from the biggest challenges facing first-time pharmacy owners to navigating the SBA loan process. Beau, I'd like to start with you. Can you just give us a quick introduction?
Hey, Lauren. Beau Garman, pharmacy loan officer with First Financial Bank. I've been with the group since a little over 9 years now, and since we started the pharmacy division. And, just a little background on that. We are dedicated to working solely with independent pharmacies as far as providing financing. You know, we serve our clients nationwide.
Great. Thank you so much. And Drew, could you just go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, similar to Beau. We've both been here almost 10 years. This year, we'll both hit our 10-year anniversaries being in the pharmacy division. So we just help practicing pharmacists become store owners, maybe first-time buyers, get an ownership, or we can help existing pharmacy owners with a number of different projects, whether they're wanting to buy a second store, third store, build a building. And we can kind of talk more about all the things that we offer. But Beau and I are the two loan officers in our pharmacy division, working each and every day helping pharmacists.
So let's just jump right in. First-time pharmacy ownership is a huge undertaking, and I'm sure there's a lot of aspects that potential owners have not considered. So would you be able to share some of the top financial issues to keep in mind?
Yeah, I don't mind jumping into that. And that's kind of one of the things that we enjoy most probably about our job is helping those first-time buyers navigate the ins and outs of taking out a loan to buy a store. There's a lot going on in terms of transitioning from an operations standpoint, and pharmacists have enough to worry about, you know, getting to know staff and getting to know patients. It's rewarding for us to be able to make the financing process as seamless and as easy as possible. And Beau and I have the benefit of being solely dedicated to one specific industry so that we truly can become experts at how to make these deals happen. Things that can a lot of times, trip people up is just the SBA process in general. So we do mostly small business administration loans, which is a great fit for pharmacies in general, because there's not a lot of collateral when it comes to drugstores. Most of the value is in the patient files and the cash flow. So from a tangible collateral standpoint, there's no real estate or dirt typically, but the businesses can be very valuable. So, our average loan size is around $1.5 million probably. So it's a big loan, but just the application process with any type of government guaranteed loan can be somewhat cumbersome. So we try to help the applicants through that process. Understanding cash flow, understanding financial statements is a big piece that's always new for first-time buyers is, tell me more about this P&L balance sheet. What are you seeing? What trends, what directions the business moving in? We can sort of advise and sort of consult with buyers in that regard. Helping them identify cash that's needed. A lot of times, a significant down payment will have to be supplied by the buyer. So it's talking through options there. So really every situation is different. Everybody comes with, a different financial background and different career path. And some are very familiar with independent pharmacy and some, maybe are coming from a chain and don't necessarily understand the role of, buying groups and wholesalers and, having that relationship and which direction to turn. So we try to be a resource as best we can to get them in that store and have the financing process be just one less thing that they have to worry about. But I probably missed some things. Is there anything that comes to mind that you would chime in there?
Yeah, I just say, and to make a long story short, at the end of the day, what we're all looking for here, and first thing we're going to evaluate when looking at a potential acquisition target for a customer is the cash flow. You know, what we want to be able to identify, does the business we're buying generate enough income or cash flow to support our debt, to pay them a, you know, a reasonable salary and have a little cushion left over?
From a financials perspective, could you just touch a little bit about what are the first steps in the pharmacy ownership journey? So, you know, you have a pharmacist, they're like, I'm ready to kind of set out on my own and own a pharmacy. Where do they start? You know, what's kind of the first thing that they need to think about?
Typically with a phone call, you know, Bo and I receive phone calls all the time for from pharmacists that say they have an opportunity in front of them and that they're ready to move forward and want to know how to do that. So typically we'll ask for, have them gather the past 3 years of tax returns for the business. Like Bo said, we want to make sure that there's enough cash flow, that the business is doing well, it's financially healthy, because you don't want to step into a situation to where, you know, you're going to be stressed out about paying bills and you know, paying yourself a reasonable salary. So we want to make sure that the business is doing well. And so those tax returns will give us an idea of cash flow. And then mostly we just do everything over email. Being a nationwide lender like we are, you know, there's not, pharmacists aren't coming into our office to fill out application for paperwork. So we'll just email them over the loan application, personal financial statement to be filled out, a resume template, which kind of gives us an idea of, you know, what your work history and education has been to this point. You know, top 100 drugs. There's a number of different reports that we'll ask, and we'll put all that in a consolidated email. And then from there, we can quickly move to putting the package together, pulling credit reports, you know, talking through the structure of the deal, how much working capital do you think you may need? So obviously we're going to typically loan about 90% of the purchase price, but then you'll also need money in your business bank account to run and operate the business, to pay your staff, to pay your wholesaler while you're waiting on those, you know, third-party reimbursements to come in. So sort of going through that collaborative process of getting the loan amount nailed down, terms, collateral, things like that. It's, you know, a lot of conversations on the front end. And then we take that and get it approved by our bank board. And from there, once it's approved, you know, we're working on closing, getting purchase agreements and everything, lease agreements and insurance, all the things that you'll need in the file to close. So it sounds like a lot, but again, we try to have everything very spelled out on the front end, can set expectations as far as timeline goes. That's usually where we get started and what the first steps are.
You know, there's a number of things that need to take place, you know, before approaching the bank. You know, and I think in the first steps of the journey, if you're just looking, I mean, one, you got to identify a target. Mm-hmm. And that might be, I mean, you need to consider some things. Are you willing to relocate? How big of a search area are you looking for? Once that target's identified, then, you know, again, you do some due diligence, gather the financials, and start some negotiations with the seller until we can, you know, and determine a price that's fair for both parties. And once you nail that down at that point, then you can approach the bank.
Mm-hmm. So are there any resources from First Financial Bank that, you know, you can recommend? We can definitely like drop things in our show notes. You know, any templates or anything like that, that people can, if they're looking for resources, can access?
We do have projection templates. So it's a good exercise to put together some financial projections on any business that you're thinking about taking over in terms of ownership. So if you're buying one, look at the historicals, but also create, you know, the way you see the next 3 years going. Do you think you can grow, you know, top line revenue? What expenses do you think you can eliminate and cut to reduce your overall spend and create, you know, increased profitability? If you're starting a store from scratch, so like a brand new pharmacy, what, you know, putting together financial projections, obviously, you know, you're going to be hopefully growing and gaining new patients each and every year. But what does it look like in terms of a P&L and sales and cost of goods sold? And then how are you going to add staff to keep up with the volume and, mm-hmm. you know, delivery expenses and things like that all go to it. So we can definitely can provide a projection template. And then we have a pharmacy questionnaire that sort of acts as a mini business plan. It's just, you know, what if you're buying a store, what's going on right now in terms of the accounting, the marketing, competitors, you know, your relationship with your wholesaler. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is spelled out in that template, and it can be a resource as you kind of think through what you want your business to look like after you take over. And it helps us sort of, you know, communicate, I guess, the plan back to our bank board as we get deals approved. So we do have some templates in that regard. And obviously you can lean on our experience as well, just talking through things that we've seen work well with others. Anything else come to mind, Bo, from a resource standpoint?
Yeah, we have a checklist out there of items that we need to collect from a borrower to get started that they can access as well.
Yeah, no, that all definitely sounds really helpful. Again, there's just so many intricacies to this process, and I'm sure there's things that, you know, people are not, you know, considering just because if it's their first time, they've never had to deal with this before. So I guess kind of that leads really perfectly into my next question is, what are the biggest challenges that first-time pharmacy owners might face when they're seeking out financing, and how can those challenges be alleviated?
I would say the first thing is a lot of time is a down payment, or in what we, in our world, SBA world, we refer to as an equity injection. You know, most banks are going to want to see at least 2 months worth of proof of funds for that down payment in the account. And so it's important for people to prepare and you know, have savings on hand. A lot of times we're dealing with a large price tag, you know, and I think Drew mentioned it, not to get totally in the weeds, but typically require 10% down of the total project cost. So, you know, if it's a $3 million deal, you're looking at $300,000, which, you know, a lot of people don't carry that kind of liquidity. So that can be a challenge. There's some ways around it. There's some things that we can do to help with the down payment. In many cases, the sellers can hold a note up to half of that. So, you know, 5% of the down payment can come from in the form of a seller note. There are some things that, some guidelines that are set forth by SBA for that note to be eligible for a down payment. And the main thing is that they can't receive payments on that for the life of our loan, which is typically 10 years. So a lot of times that can be a tough sell, but it's also an avenue to help us to get to that required equity injection.
Sometimes applicants will worry about their amount of student debt. You know, pharmacy school is very expensive, and a lot of student loans are definitely a part of getting through school. We're okay with that. It's not anything that we haven't seen before. So that, you know, more times than not, is not an obstacle that we're not able to overcome. I would say one challenging thing is, you know, there are a lot of pharmacies out there that just don't make a lot of money, unfortunately, with the PBM pressures and sort of margin and compression. You know, stores just aren't as profitable as they used to be. And so you have to be somewhat disciplined as a buyer that, you know, the store that you think you may want to buy or have always had hopes of buying sometimes isn't, you know, I would say the majority of our credit decision, whether we're going to do a deal or not do a deal, is based on the store, based on the performance of the pharmacy. And so we do have to look at a lot of deals where you're just like, that's not something that, you know, you could buy with bank financing, because there's just not enough money being generated by the business to pay you a salary and pay us a loan payment. And so mm-hmm. that would either need to be paid, you know, purchased with just solely cash or, you know, potentially owner financing. So you do have to be somewhat disciplined. And you know, a lot of times we help, you know, first-time buyers to understand, you know, why this store may not be worth what, you know, the seller wants for it. But really, if you take care of your credit, if you have some cash, like Bo mentioned, if the store, you know, is a good cash flowing store, you know, we can find a way to make those deals happen almost each and every time.
Great. I think I really like that you brought up the student loan aspect of it and how that's not necessarily an obstacle. I feel like, you know, just everyone, the student loans, particularly for, you know, the healthcare profession are just, they're so high. So I guess it's nice to hear that that's not going to necessarily stop someone from being able to progress forward with this whole project that they work on. So
exactly.
So I know you touched on this earlier that First Financial Bank is approved to offer SBA loans through the SBA Preferred Lender Program. So what does this mean for those who are seeking a loan for pharmacy ownership?
Yeah, I can touch on that. Yeah, a lot of pharmacy owners or potential owners take advantage of loan programs offered by the SBA, which is the Small Business Administration. These programs are offered through participating banks that partner with the SBA to lend money to small businesses. Typically, they're just a commercial loan, which the bank actually lends the money to the small business. And then the SBA provides that lending institution a guarantee based on, you know, guidelines set forth by the SBA. And those are going to be consistent through all banks. The banks do have some flexibility in setting the rates that are offered. But as you mentioned, you're going to want to deal with a bank that has POP or preferred lender participant status. And what that means is, you know, that lender has the ability to offer or issue loan approvals in-house and not have to send those off to SBA for their approval, which can, you know, greatly reduce the amount of time it takes to get funding. Mm-hmm. The banks that have that status are typically do a larger volume of mm-hmm. SBA loans. Therefore, they're probably a little more familiar with the guidelines set forth by SBA.
So beyond, you know, the financing to purchase the pharmacy itself, what kind of support does First Financial Bank offer, you know, to its customers and to its clients?
I think we're available and accessible more so than other banks from my experience, where you really just need one phone number, Bo or myself, in terms of your point of contact. Obviously, we have loan assistance and back office help at our corporate office that can help you with anything you may need. But in terms of, communicating and getting through the process and even on an ongoing basis, staying in touch and allowing us to review financial statements and giving you feedback on what we're seeing and what other customers are doing that are being successful in different things. And we travel to probably 12 to 14 trade shows a year. So seeing us out and about, standing at a trade show booth and, catching up and typically our customers don't just borrow one time from us. You know, they buy that first store and then they may want to go buy another store. I think NCPA has data out there that the average pharmacy owner has multiple stores. And so that's the way to really get ahead. And once you there's timing and you got to find the right fit, but once you sort of figure out how to be a store owner operator, the potential is to, go after more stores and build your portfolio from there. Pharmacy is kind of a volume game. So the more stores you have, the more opportunity there is for you to build wealth and equity. And so we're here for you as you sort of get started and as you grow as well.
That's actually, it's a really interesting data point. I didn't realize that because I guess when I think of independent pharmacies, I think of, folks owning just the one store. I didn't realize that on average, people are owning multiple stores. So if somebody comes to you, they take out the first loan to, open that first store, do they have to finish paying off that loan before they can take out another one with you guys? Or do you work with them to help them own, open those multiple stores at one time?
So most of our loans, unless you have real estate, say you're just leasing your space, mm-hmm. those are going to be 10-year term loans. Mm-hmm. So not at all. I mean, we have plenty of customers that'll have 3, 4, 5 loans out with us. And they've just kind of been, every couple of years type thing would look to add, a new business. So that's perfectly fine. you know, we've been doing this about 10 years. So our first early on customers are now starting to, you know, they finally made it to the term of their loan with paying their debt off. So, but we've done plenty of loans along the way, and we're here. And, you know, anytime SBA does have a $5 million cap. And so there are, you know, if you buy a store that's worth, you know, $4 million, you know, you got, I guess, $1 million left, and you could use that. But once you hit that $5 million mark there, you know, your runway essentially is exhausted with SBA. But up until that point, we, you know, we'll take a look at anything and everything to help our farming system customers.
Awesome. That was very interesting. I'm glad we were able to touch on that. Would you guys be able to share a success story about a client who First Financial Bank was able to help with, you know, through your pharmacy financing solutions?
So yeah, it's a good question, Lauren. One group that comes to mind is some pharmacists that we helped back in 2013. They were some of our early customers, and they came from corporate pharmacy where they were pharmacy managers, but wanted to get into independent pharmacy ownership. And we helped each of them start just a store from scratch. And they were hungry and aggressive and did a great job marketing and growing their businesses respectively. And then they have since sort of teamed up and acquired several stores over the course of the last 6-7 years. And we just helped them purchase a store, close a loan for them last week, and it was their 7th pharmacy. So just seeing customers that had no ownership experience, got started with us, you know, many years ago, started one from scratch, which is not easy to do at all. It's really difficult to start your own pharmacy and to grow it, and to see those stores the way they've grown and still growing each and every year is a testament to how well they take care of patients and how well they know their communities. But even thinking beyond those original stores where they bought existing businesses and have navigated the change of ownership experience and successfully done so, they come to mind as really good customers, and you just kind of feel proud of them and what they've been able to accomplish. Looking up now, you know, 8 years into it, and they, you know, have seven stores, and that's the kind of potential that we like. That's what we want to see from our customers, that they feel that they have the support from us that they can go accomplish their goals and dreams and add to their portfolio of stores. So we have many stories like that across our 10 years of being in this space, but seeing those that you got started with early really grow and blossom is pretty rewarding.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think, you know, ending on that high note, I think is always really important for our listeners, just to see like, yeah, it's possible. This is actually an achievable goal. So that was all that I had. Is there anything else that, you know, we didn't touch on that either of you wants to kind of bring up?
No, I enjoyed the discussion. Thanks for teeing those questions up. They were good questions, Lauren. And we'd love to talk to any listeners that may have questions or about financing or even just about pharmacy ownership in general. Bo and I are always available. You can find our contact numbers on our website, and we would love to visit with you. And thanks again for having us and giving us a chance to talk about pharmacy financing.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us.